talk about the Gemara in Pesachim today from the Makkah of Tzvardeya. The pasuk says, "V'shara tayor tzvardeim v'olu uvo beveisecho uvachodar mishkavcho v'amitasecho uveisavadecho v'amecho v'samderecho v'misharasecho uvacho uve'amacho v'chol avadecho yalu hatzvardeim." So the Gemara in Pesachim Nun Gimel Amud Beis as follows. Tashma od zu dorish todos ish romi. Ma ro Hananya Mishael v'Azaria shemasu atman akudushas Hashem lekishon ha'ish. When Hananya Mishael v'Azaria were thrown, they let themselves be thrown into the kishon ha'ish by Nebuchadnezzar, or they jumped in. So what did they see to be moser nafshon akudushas Hashem? Nosu kav homer ba'atman. They made a kav homer mitzvardeim from the tzvardeim. Umat tzvardeim she'em etzuvna kedushas Hashem. Tzvardeya doesn't have a tzivoy of kedushas Hashem. He's a tzvardeya. Ksiv v'huan says about him, uvo v'olu b'veisecha v'goymer uv'sandurecha v'misharasecha. So the pasuk says v'sandurecha and then uv'misharasecha, which is the isa. So emasai misharos mitzuyus etzel tanor. When do you have the isa by a tanor? Have a omer b'shasha tanor cham. You put the isa into the tanor when the tanor is cham. So the tzvardeya is going to be killing himself, and they still jumped into the kishon ha'esh. So onu shemitzuv nakdushas Hashem alachot kama v'kama. We who are mitzuv nakdushas Hashem chamish v'zayat tainah. We all the more so should be moser ourselves on kedushas Hashem. And the one Rashi is when they originally thought maybe they shouldn't jump in, meaning ma ro'u, why, what was the necessity to darshan the kal v'chomer? Rashi says ma ro'u shelo dorshu v'chai b'hem lo yishem musbahem. The assumption is everyone is a chiyuv to live v'chai b'hem. So what the Chananya Mishael v'Azariah see? Not to darshan v'chai b'hem. That's the Gemara. That's the one Rashi. A couple of before we discuss Tosos. So different Mefarshim, both in the Sugya and in the Parsha, ask two questions. I want to focus on one of them, and another one not so much. One is, there's a Pircha to the Kal V'Chomer. Gemara says that Tzvardeya is not Mitzvah on Kedushas Hashem. But Tzvardeya also is not Mitzvah on V'Chai Bahem. Okay? So maybe we, who are Mitzvah on V'Chai Bahem, don't have to be moser ourselves to Kedusha Hashem. That's one question. Another question that Mishnah Hashem will answer what exactly the Kal V'Chomer is. Lulei Divrei Achronim, they give their answers. Another question they ask is the pasuk says that the Tzvardim were mitzvah to go in. The pasuk says, "The olu uvo beveisecha, uvecho v'am v'tanirechom sharasecha." So if there's a tzivoy for the tzvardeya to go in, how is that a raya for Hananya Mishael v'Azariah who did not have a tzivoy to go in?
Why is that a tzivoy? It just says that that's what they're going to do.
So one of the answers is, I mean, the psukim are following Hashem telling Moshe to go to Paro, and this is what's going to happen. But it could be that it's just Sipor Dvarim Bialma, and it's not an actual Tzivoy. And Echanami.
Why does the Gemara have to say that? Why does the Gemara have to cheshbon out how we know that the ovens are on? Just saying Hashem shows very specific things where the Tzivarim are going to go. So the fact that it said Tanu Recha just by itself means that it's going to be in a Tanu. Like, why do I care if it's
how do you know the Tanu is on?
But who cares if it isn't? Like,
if it's not, then they're not killing themselves.
No, but why does the Mitzvah care if they're in their Tanu from not doing anything? And you're like, what? Why do they?
You're just asking Stam a question. What's the Indian to go into the Tanur? It's gonna stare them. But
but the fact that stare them is not using the Tanur. I can understand your bed if you're using your bed. And if not,
maybe it's cold now. It's for days and now, and they're gonna make food later. Whatever the question.
The point is that it's only gonna be relevant when the frogs. It's only gonna be a problem for the mitzvah when the
as the food's in there.
When the fun's on, when the oven's on. So I would assume that you could just.
I could have heard not that way, but that's not intrinsic to the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Tosfos has a kasha, a famous Tosfos here. Tosfos quotes Rashi, Ma ro'u, shelo dorshu v'chai b'hem. So what did Hananel Misha and Azariah see? Not darshan v'chay b'hem. Tosu says v'kosha. Of course, even without a Kal v'chomer, l'chora it made sense for Hananel Misha and Azariah to be moser nafshon, because b'parhesya have, the maisa was b'parhesya, and we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the l'kuli amr b'parhesya chay of lims or afmu afilu amitz v'kala. That Tosu says kasha. Why do you need a Kal v'chomer to be moser nafshon k'chit Hashem mitzad parhesya? They also have to, it's parhesia, so they have to be most nafshon just for parhesia.
Isn't parhesia the entire din called Kiddush Hashem? So it's like Mimarshach, the same idea.
Want to clarify?
Isn't the point why we say that everybody starts being most nafshon when it's for parhesia because of Kiddush Hashem? So it's the same question in their
if
mind.
If someone forces you to do a mitzvah, and there's 10 Jews there, mimela, there's a chiyuv to most nafshon. So you don't need a kal v'chomer.
That's why.
Az lo yechalu. The pasuk says lo yechalu, nafim mechal shem shemayim. If there's 10 people there, and goy says I'm going to kill you if you don't do this mitzvah, then you have to give up your life. You don't.
I'm saying if it's a din of lo yechalu, it's the same exact question in both cases.
What both cases?
Them asking whether I should jump in or not, right? Is a question of kiddush Hashem, right? You letting yourself be killed, having to do a mitzvah or getting killed in front of 10 people, is the same idea of kiddush Hashem. So. How can you ask
a kasha from
one
to another? I'm saying Tosus is asking, there's no necessity to darshan a kal v'chomer. Okay, we'll talk afterwards. Another question, you understand Tosus' kasha? Yeah, okay. Another kasha, there's a couple other kashas Tosus could have asked. Marsha asked, for example, that l'chor at Zavodah Zorah. So at Zavodah Zorah, they had a chiyuv to be moser nafshem. Without a kal v'chomer, they give up the lights for Zavodah Zorah. Mm-hmm. But there is, Rishmol holds there's no chiyuv of yarg v'yaber for Vodazara, so maybe Tosus is saying that Hananel Misha Vazariah held. The Marsha suggests that if Hananel Misha Vazariah held like Shita Rabbi Yishmael, there's no Yag Vayavor for Vodazara. That's why Tosus only asked from Parhesia. I think the Marsha himself suggests that maybe the Maisa was Betzina as well, but the whole story is Mashmelos in front of Klai Yisrael. So Tosus asked. L'chora is parhesia. So Tosus gives two terutzim. Tosus is first teret, and Tosus says it in a few other places as well. Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, the tzelem zeh she'asa Nebuchadnezzar, this tzelem, la v'vodah zarah habe. It wasn't a v'vodah zarah, ela indarta she'asa l'kvod atmo. Nebuchadnezzar made a statue for kvod atmo, u'l'kach amar maro, and that's why the Gemara says maro. What did they see to be Moshe Nashon Kuchas Hashem? There was no, since it wasn't a Avodah Zarah, so it's not even a mitzvah, okay? So there's no issue of parhesia. Parhesia is only a mitzvah kavah, so it's not even a mitzvah. So maro, to Moshe Nashon Kuchas Hashem, that was the Gemara's question. And on that, they darshan the kavah homer that they could be Moshe Nashon Kuchas Hashem. Tosus brings rayas, that seems like it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. Okay, Ayin Shom. And then, Tosus' second teretz is, the Rima Farish, Ma Ro Shalom Baruch Hu. The Ma Ro'u was, even though it's Parhesia, maybe even Avodah Zarah, but they had the ability to run away like Daniel ran away. So what did they see to not run away before the Maisa, and they chose to stay there and still be Moshe Nafshon? And on that, there's a Kal v'chomer that they still allow themselves to be Moshe Nafshon in the Kuchas Hashem. That's Tosfos. So two Mahalchim and Tosfos, either it wasn't a Avodah Zarah, or even if it was a Avodah Zarah, Ma Ro'u Shalom Baruch Hu. Why didn't they run away? Now, because even if it's Parhesia, and you have to be Moshe Nafshon in the Kuchas Hashem, the Mitzvah Kala, that's only if that's your only option. If you have another option, you can run away, you can avoid it. So how do I know that I still have the ability to not run away, which is a tremendous chiddush to mashbalon from the Kal v'chomer. Okay. Now, and the Hanami, you have to still understand the Kal v'chomer. So that's Kain, the question before, if this frog's had a tzivoy. Yeah. Now, I want to focus on the first answer of Tosfos. So it's not a Avodah Zarah mamish, which means it's not even a mitzvah kala. So the whole din of parhesia is only a mitzvah kala. So that's why Maro, that's why they had to darshan the Kal v'chomer. Without the Kal v'chomer, there's no inyan to be Moshe Nafshon Kedushas Hashem. But it comes out after they darshan the Kal v'chomer from the Sfardim, it means that you are allowed to be Moshe Nafshon on something which is not the Gemul Chamuros, And not only that, even the bigger chiddush. It's not even one of the other 6:10. Okay? It comes out there's a special heter to be moser nafsh and kedushas Hashem on in Indarta Bialma. However, listen to this Rambam, famous Rambam in Perek Hey Mehilchos Yisodei HaTorah Halacha Aleph. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Hagadol Hazesh and Nemar V'Nekvashti V'Tok Bnei Yisrael U'Muzharin Shlo L'Chalo Shnemar V'Lo S'Chalo Hashem Kodji Ketza B'Shal She'Yamod Goy V'Yenos Et Yisrael. A Goy is holding a gun to Yisrael's head. Lavor Al Achas Mikol Mitzvot Mush B'Torah. Any of the 6:10 is the Rambam is focusing on now. And he says, O Yahargen, or if he doesn't be over it, he'll kill him. Yavor v'lo yehorek. He has to be, the din is Yavor v'lo yehorek. He should be over in that Avera. Shenemar b'mitzvot sheyasa osam adam v'chai behem v'lo shemus behem. Here it is, v'imeis v'lo avar. What if you're such a chassid that you say, I'm not going to eat that chazir. I'm going to let myself be killed. Harezem is chayiv v'nafsho. You're dead, but you're mischayiv v'nafsho. Minashamayim, whatever the pshad is. So the Rambam clearly holds that even on the mitzvah gemur, the under 6:10, you don't have rishus to be machmir yourself and let yourself be killed. Which means that, now, I mean, mitzad the gemara, which is a little background, mitzad the gemara, so we have yargva yavor on the gemul chamuros, we have yargva yavor on parhesia, shas hashmad, which means, you know, in a time of when, you know, the goyim are yadam tekifim aleinu, they're and they want us to be mevatel a certain mitzvah, or even possibly a minog, so we have to be moser nafshim. And the Rambam here says, and anything else, you do not even have rishus to be moser nafshim. And here in Tosos we're saying faker, that not only on a different mitzvah do you have rishus to be moser nafshim, but even on a non-mitzvah. So we need to understand what's going on. Now from Tosos is lishitosim in many places in Shas. The main one that the focus is, that people quote is in Avodah Zorah of Zayin Mubeis. Tosus in Avodah Zorah of Zayin Mubeis is Mavur that on Shar Mitzvahs you have Rishus to be Moser Nafshim Akadush HaShashem. Lashon of Tosus is V'rmotu lahachmer al atzmo afilu b'shar mitzvahs rashai. If you want to machmer another mitzvah, let yourself be killed. If a goy is holding a gun to your head, you have Rishus. A quote to Yerushalmi K'mo Reb Abba Bar Zimra to Yerushalmi Sheh Eitzel Goy Amalei Echol Nevela Eden Nevela V'lo Katlin Lecha. If you don't, I'm going to kill you. Amalei Ibayis L'miklik Tol. If you want to kill me, you can kill me. U'machmer Hoya. And he was machmer. So you see that he had Rishus to let himself be killed. Oh, so true. The Farshim asked, what does the Rambam do with the Yerushalmi? There are many, many answers, and the easiest answer is the Adarabba. On Tosos it's Shver, because if you look in the Yerushalmi itself, the Gemara seems to say that the Rabbanon got mad at Rav Abba Bar Zimra, and he did wrong. Really, the Ramban himself in Sanhedrin in Perek Ben Sora Moreh quotes this Yerushalmi, the end of the Yerushalmi, as a raya that you don't have Rishus to be Moser Nafshim. But this is the Tosfos. So Tosfos by us in Psachim is saying by the case of the Indarta, even bigger Kiddush. Not only after the Kavol Chomer from the Sfardim do you have Rishus in Moser Nafshim, it comes out even on something which is less than a mitzvah. And we need to understand that. Because if there's no mitzvah here, how do you have Rishus? I mean, I'll say it like this. If a goy holds a gun to your head and says, give me a high five or I'll kill you, no one's going to say that you have rishus to say, I don't want to give you a high five, let me be killed. If there's no mitzvah, what's the inyan? Right? Sit down at this chair. If you don't sit down, I'm going to kill you. That's not called the Kiddush Hashem. There's no kiyum of Kiddush Hashem in that case.
That's like a different story.
Okay. So what we have right now at this point is, what we need to understand, I want to focus on three things. Number one, according to the Rambam, that you don't have Rishus in Moser Nafshim Kedushas Hashem, we need to understand how the Rambam understood Hananel Misha V'Azariah. Okay, meaning there clearly was a Rishus in Moser Nafshim, and it doesn't seem like there was... Well, it seems like there was no Chiyuv. They learned out of Kal V'Chomer. Rambam holds the only cases are when you have a Chiyuv. And we'll see in a second in the Rambam. Even if it was Shas Hashmad, I don't know why Tosus didn't ask from Shas Hashmad, but if that is the pshat, we still need to know the shakavatari of the Gemara. Why need to come on to Tzfardim? That's that's nichla on Tosfos is kasha. Nachon? Yeah. And the other two things we need to know are, first of all, what we asked before, that Tzfardeya is not mitzvah v'chai behem. So bichlal, what's the kal v'chomer? If the Tzfardeya doesn't have a chai behem, maybe that's why I can Moshe Nashon. And also, if there's no mitzvah here, then how do you ever shush when there's no mitzvah? So now, let's first start with explaining some of the Rishonim by what some other Rishonim say by Hanan Misha Vazaria. So Tosfos, the second teretz was Hashem the Ri, that Mipnei Ma Ro'us was Ma Ro'us Shelo Borcho. Why didn't they run away? So here you have an explanation of the Gemara where the Rambam Lachor could have learned like the Ri, at first glance, based on what we know so far, that even though the Avodah Zarah Mamish, and you had the Moshe Nashem, the question was, what did they see to not run away? So the problem is, Rambam himself says not like this. Rambam in Halacha Dalad, same Perek, Perek Hei Halacha Dalad. He requotes the din of Kol Mishnemer Bo Ya'avor V'al Yeharig V'nerog V'lo Avor Harei Zemeschai V'nafsho. He did wrong by letting himself be killed. Okay, and if this happens, then he says, the Gimel Chamur, so Kol Mishnemer Bo Ya'arog V'al Ya'avor V'nerog V'lo Avor Harei Zekiyis HaShem. So if you let yourself be killed for Gimel Chamurus, so you're Mekayesh Hashem. V'im haya asar mi Yisrael, and in the case of the Gimel Chamurus, if there was asar mi Yisrael, harei zekis Hashem b'rabim. It sounds like he's learning Parhesia with the Gimel Chamurus. I'm just reading the Rambam. And he says, Kid Daniel Chananya Mishael Vazaria u'kribe kiva v'chaverov. So his example for Parhesia and a case of Yagva Yavar Berabim is from Chananya Mishael Vazaria. So he's basically just quoting Tosfos' Kasha. That's the din. It's the reason they're Moshe Nashem is because of those Parhesia. So Tosfos' Kasha is very stark on the Rambam. With name Maro, Lachor, they had a Chiyos Moshe Nashem. Now, to say that what he meant is this is the Makor, even though they could have run away, they still had Rishus to be Moshe Nafsham, it's putting a lot into the Rambam. Rambam sounds like he's just saying this is a classic example of when you have 10 people there and you're forced to do Avodah Zarah, so you had to let yourself be killed. And furthermore, in the end of this halacha, there's the Shinin Nuschos and the Frankel Rambam, they add in from Ksaf Kisveyad, listen to this Lashon the Rambam. He addresses the case of if you're able to run away. If you can save yourself and run away, mitakas yad hamelach harasha, the eino osa, and you choose not to run away, hinehu ke kelev shav al keyo, v'hu nikra ovid avodah zara b'mezid, v'hu nitrad mena olam haba v'yorit, etc., etc. The Rambam is not a fan of if you're able to run away, you don't run away. So lechora, we don't know pshat in the Rambam over how the Rambam learned the Gemara. We don't know how he. Lachor, they're a mitzvah. They're a mitzvah to be Moshe Nafsham. We don't know what the Kal V'Chomer was. It was Mishum, there's no Indian of the Kal V'Chomer. There's nothing they learned from Tzfardeim. And also, if you go with the Pshat of Shashash, even Luli Devei Harambam, you want to say, they're a Moshe Nafsham Mishum Shatashmad. Also, we don't know why you need a Kal V'Chomer. What is the Kal V'Chomer? We don't understand what's going on with these Mahalchim. And furthermore, in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah brings a famous pshat here. He brings in the Mukhe Yosef in Sanhedrin, which I'll read inside in a moment, that he says even the Rambam would agree, im hu adam gadol v'chassid yorei shemayim v'roeh shehador parutz v'kach, in that topic rashai l'kayis hashem v'limsor atmo afilo mitzvah kala. Kesef Mishnah brings up pshat, it's a special heter for the Adam Gadol, the Chassid, to be Moser Nafsha on the Mitzvah Kala, that the door should learn from them. I'm sorry?
Not Zalm, then what was Mitzvah? Even if the Mitzvah Kala.
Right. Right. Now, this idea, the Mukhi Yosef in Sanhedrin says this, and the Ritzvah in Ksuvah Staf Yotes says that to make a siyog, the Adam Godel has reshutim moser nafshon. Now, but the Chor, we still don't understand what's the Kal Vachomer. If by Adam Godel you have reshutim moser nafshon, whether it's a Vazar or not, what are you learning out from the Tzvardim? If an Adam Golo had to teach the door not to be Mishtachva to the Indarta, we still don't understand what did they learn from the Tzvardim. The Tzvardim just were Moser Nafsham on something, so what did they do? And just to read the Milke Yosef inside, Ma ro chanani misha vazari shehipilus afam akishna eish perush velo shtachavu letzelem shehari lava vada zara haitha ele indarta shem alachim. It looks like Rabbeinu Tam is only lekavod b'yama ele mitoch shehayi rubam toen. So the Milke Yosef himself adds that the am was toe, the svurim shehisa avada zara, they thought itaka was avada zara, haya kiddush Hashem, so there was kiddush Hashem b'masha aso. So it basically, the case of the siyog for the door parutz, for the goal of the chosid yori shemayim to be moshe nafsho, seems to be limited to a case of when the am should learn not to think the mistake of maybe, like in this case, that they thought it was a avodah zarah. So by them being moshe nafsho, it was to show that it wasn't a avodah zarah. So
that's showing that it's not Avodah Zarah.
Although if it was Avodah Zarah, they wouldn't be able to Moshe Nafshon. Adrabba, they would have been.
Right, that's why.
What is... what is the Kiddush Hashem?
Adrabba, you shouldn't be able to kill yourself. And then I'll show the Am that wasn't
Avodah Zarah. Let's see the Am's toast, you're saying.
Yeah. Just perpetuating the...
Well, see, so that's where you go back to the beginning of the statement that the Ketzef Mishnah quoted, that if the door is parut, then Kadesh Yiru Ha'am V'Yilmadu L'Yiras Hashem, that's why there'll be Moser Nafsham, even though it wasn't actually a Avodah Zarah.
Right, but you have a bunch of people killing themselves for no reason because it's not necessary, because it's not a Avodah Zarah.
Saying it's the opposite.
You're just
effect.
Perpetuating a fallacy.
No, but then you could say that what they did was it's more like to prove a point. The whole thing could make sense. Like then they're asking, how did they know that they're allowed to, that they're allowed to let themselves be killed in order to prove a point? Because it's far, as far as they went and they jumped in the office and everything like that in order to prove a point.
We're talking about just in the case of Adam Gadol killing himself for Shashmat, or was it Shashmat?
Well, in the case of Chlamish of Azariah?
No, what the...
What? He's saying, in general, if the door is parut,
right,
then
the
goy...
Right, the door in whatever inyan it is, even if it's not a Avodah Zarah, it's not any mitzvah.
If it's not the... No, it's not mitzvah kala. Mitzvah kala, even the Rambam that holds there's no reshus to Moser Nafsha by Shar Mitzvahs would agree that a chos of Yari Shemayim could do that if it's going to teach the door a lesson.
What's the lesson? To be more...
Right, we have to understand the lesson. I guess, but you're saying Adra, but people would then be Moshe Nafshon when they don't have to. But maybe that itself is a mile, or meaning when there's a goy not all being on top of you, maybe then they'll be Zohir in the Avera. So now, what this helps is we asked before, if there's no mitzvah here, what's the inyan to be Moshe Nafshon? So we now understand a little bit that the inyan is, it's really a Marasayan issue. It's you can be Moser Nafsho that everyone else should be able to be more Zohir in mitzvot. However it works out. But we still don't understand the Kal Vachomer. How do you get that from the Tzvardim? Mm-hmm. So there's a different approach in the Ran and Rabbeinu David here. They say, and this is what I want to focus on, they say that, they go with Rabbeinu Tam, that the the tselem was not a real tselem. It was an indarta. It was a statue. Lav avodah zarah mamish. They say that since he made it for kvod atzmo, heim diktaku bedavar chnayim shavazaria merdaktik v'ro'u shay osel kvod atzmo. They saw the chnayim shavazaria that Nebuchadnezzar made the statue for himself. Ulamai kvod shamayim, and the purpose was lamai kvod shamayim. For that, masru atzmo lekivshan aish mikavachom mitzvardeim. And that's the lashon of Rabbeinu David. The lashon of the Ran, as well, is the kevan shero'u shayam mischavin laharbus kvod atmo ulemait bekvod shamayim masru atman toch kivshan aish mikavachom mitzvardeim shemasru atman laharbus bekedushas Hashem. The tzvardeim themselves jumped in laharbus bekedushas Hashem. L'chora, what comes out from this Rabbeinu David and the Ran? It's just a special inyan called Kvod Shamayim. That even like an Indarti, which is not afilu, it's not even afilu mitzvah kala. Afal pichin, I mean, Rian Dovin and Duran never used the lashon of mitzvah kala. What's coming out is that you have a heter to Moser Nafshon, even on something which is less than a mitzvah, if there's an inyan of Kvod Shamayim.
Is Kvod Shemayim not in any way a mitzvah? Kiddush Hashem is not. Is it just an inyan, not a mitzvah?
Kvod Shemayim is an inyan. Meaning, I said before, well, let's mandapalag, if a goy says, give me a high five, you don't have to give your life
right.
up. Here, by the Indarta, even though there's no Avera involved, but Nebuchadnezzar is basically slapping Kadosh Baruch Hu in the face by saying bad down to a statue.
How is there any different than Kiddush Hashem? Where you draw the line?
Kiddush Hashem means Kiddush Hashem is not used in the colloquial sense. Kiddush Hashem means being Moser Nafsha on Gimel Chamurus and Machlokas. The case of Kiddush Hashem is Dafka when there's a certain mitzvah in front of you. And maybe all the mitzvahs there's Rishus, maybe it's Usr. That's the Machlokas Tosus and the Rambam. But how do I know that when there's no mitzvah and someone is doing something disrespectful to Kosh Baruch Hu, that I also even have Rishus to be Moser Nafsha? Chas v'shalom, that's Kiddush Hashem.
I'm sorry, somebody says you do an Aveira, right, that is intrinsically against Ratzon Hashem, may you do it with the Sabbath in the face. Why else would he say, once you do a specific Aveira?
Again, this is not an Aveira. This is something.
What I'm trying to say is that it's beautiful, except it's not consistent, sir.
Go on.
Because if any Aveira, anybody is asking you to do an Aveira or let yourself be killed, right, by default is doing it in order to disrespect the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Why else would they ask you to do it?
You're coming in with your own definition of Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam tells me a different definition of Kiddush Hashem. It's being Moser Nafshon when there's Gimel Chamuros. You want to know, is there a keem of Kiddush Hashem by Shar Mitzvahs? Tosfos says, yeah, Rambam says no. If there's no mitzvah, the Pashas is there's no... Not the Pashas, the Chora, it should be that there's no Kiddush Hashem. What comes out now is that the Ran and the Rebbe David are saying that if there's an inyan of Kvod Shamayim here, even though it's only an Indarta Bialma and there's no mitzvah, Afa Pichin, you have Rishus to be Moser Nashem. It's a tremendous Kiddush. And according to this, we can now understand the Kal V'Chomer from the Tzvardeim. That Vaday Tzvardeim is not Mitzuvan V'Chai Bahem. That wasn't the inyan of the Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara's question of Ma Ro was, since here by the Indarta, there's not even a mitzvah kala, so the only thing you have here, the only reason they maybe should jump into the Kivshan HaEish is because there's Kvod Shamayim. But Mehecha Tesa, how do I know that I'm allowed to be Moser Nafshim for a Kvod Shamayim? On that, they say, we learned that from the Tzfardim. That the Tzfardim, there definitely wasn't an inyan of Kvod Shamayim to be marbed the Makas and to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu asked from them and to make Kvod Shamayim that the Makas should come. And you see Yad of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's an inyan of Kvod Shamayim. And they were Moser Nafshim for that Kvod Shamayim. Kal v'chomer, the Chalamish of Azariah, when they're not there's no mitzvah, but they are mitzvah on the inyan of Kiddush Hashem, that there is a kiyum of Kiddush Hashem when you're Moser Nafshon for Kvod Shamayim. And I want to be Moser to that. Lachor, you could have asked. Tosef Shita is, we said before, you have Rishus to be Moser Nafshon on Shar Mitzvahs. Right? The Nam Gimel Chamur is to be Moser Nafshon. So, Gemara in Pesachim says, we learned this out from Hananiah Mishav Azar. Hananiah Mishav Azar learned out from Tzfardeya, that for Nindarta, which is a non-Gimel Chamuros, according to Rabbeinu Tam, You could be Moser Nafim Kutras Hashem Lachor. I could have asked. There's a different Makor. Whatever Tosfos and Svar isn't Avodah Zarah, that you have your Shusi Moser Nafim Ashar Mitzvahs, wherever that comes from. Some say Tosfos learns V'chai Behem Rishus, which means I don't have to stay alive. I can let the Goy kill me, and V'chai Behem Rishus. Or another Hezer is Kiddush Hashem versus V'chai Behem. Granted, there's a mitzvah of v'chai b'hem. If a goy holds a gun to my head to ichazir, I'm also mekayim kiddush Hashem. So I reshus to be mekayim kiddush Hashem over v'chai b'hem. There's different svaros where Tosfos got it from. So what do Chananya Mishael Azariah need to learn that from the Torah Deah for? Let Chananya Mishael Azariah say, I hold v'chai b'hem's reshus. I hold there's a kiyum of kiddush Hashem. I'll be Moshe Nafshid, mekayim kiddush Hashem. Teretz is, I only know there's a kiyum of kiddush Hashem, and I only know I have reshus on v'chai b'hem in a case of when I talk a have reshus to let myself be killed for a case of Kiddush Hashem. That's a case of when there's a being over a mitzvah. But here, by the Indarta, there's no mitzvah. That's the special Indian they learned out from the Tzfardim. And that's why this is a separate Gemara and a separate Sugya. You could be Moses to this and another Tosfos. Tosfos and Shabbos and Sanhedrin ask, why did Mordechai not be Mishtachavet to Haman? Haman is not a Chetz of Avodah Zarah. So why didn't he bow down? So the first answer to Tosfos is he had a tzelem that was of Avodah Zarah, so he didn't want to bow down to Avodah Zarah. Second answer to Tosfos is Kiddush Hashem. A lot of discussion in the Achronim what Tosfos means by Kiddush Hashem, different explanations. Shas Hashmad, whatever it is. But the Pashuk Pshat Kiddush Hashem means Mordechai was being Moser Nafsho. Dehainu, Tosfos L'shitasam, that you have Rishus be Moser Nafsho, even though there's no Gimel Chamuros here by bowing down to Haman if he doesn't have a tzelem on him. So Kiddush Hashem, they have Rishus to Moser Nafsho. But guess what? This is the same case. There's no mitzvah kala here by bowing down to Haman. It's just a derogatory thing to bow, that Haman should say, bow down to me. So I found the Birkas Avraham in Sanhedrin says, L'fizat Tzorach Bir B'mashakosav B'teirut HaBeiz the mishum kiddush Hashem mutar limsor nafsho. The lechora lo shayech ze ela shelo lasos avera.
Why do I need a special pasuk?
The lo nemar ze ela be averos. The kan mashma the gam im lo have avera, aval mechzik avera. The yesh baze kvod shemayim sagi baze. That's enough. Vze chiddush gadol v'tzorach bir. Aval lefid varenu, the way we quoted from the Ran, the Remain of David in Pesachim, lechora we have a starkam makor. The yeah, the chanami. For Kvod Shemayim, you have, even though there's no mitzvah, it's a chiddush, yeah, but you have Rishuti Moser Nafsho. So it would come out according to this, just in the Shalshelos Hadvarim, it's fascinating. This Muslim became Moser Nafsho Kiddush Hashem for Kvod Shemayim. Chanan Mishav Azariah learned it out from Tzfardim. Mordechai Lechora learned it out from Chanan Mishav Azariah. You know, that's where you see this Indian, it'd be Moser Nafsho on Kvod Shemayim. Now one last thing. So, how does Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Yeah, it is. Mordechai was a little bit after. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, a combination between the Rambam and Tosfos, in terms of the ever Shushim Moshe Nafshim or not. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Nun Zayin Yerodeya says v'mirtzel lahachmir al atma v'liharig rashai, like shitas Tosfos, the rishus moshe nafsho im hagoy mechaven lahavir al das. If the goy is trying to force you to be over on your religion, you know, not keep, you know, he doesn't have any hana from what he asks you to do. You have rishus moshe nafsho.
That's just come from disrespecting.
Yeah. However, if it's for hana's atma, what if he's asking you to do an avera? You ask me to cook on Shabbos, that he should be able to get some hanah from that. In that case, you have no rishus to Moser Nafsho. That's the combination. That's Shukos Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That Tosfos Paskins like. I'm sorry, Shulchan Aruch Paskins.
What if, like, probably a lot of cases you're not really sure what his intention is, so what do you do then? Your makel? Like, how do you?
I guess. If you know, then you know. So many Achronim, the Gra, Mishnah Melech, the Bach, they all say that truthfully, Tosfos actually holds this way. That Tosfos holds that which you have reshus to Moser Nafsho is only in a case of Lahavir al-Das, but not for Hanas Atma. And their proof is because Tosfos in Sanhedrin Ayin Dal Amud Beis quotes in the case of Hanas Atma. Listen to this Tosfos. The Gemara is talking about Tolas Pasta Shal Lichiyusa. The Goy says, you know, cut down a certain plant and give it to my behema. So Tosfos quotes Gemara in Yevamos that a Goy asked a Yisrael to the same thing, to cut down the plant. If not, I'll kill it for you. The same way I killed that other Jew who I told to cook for me on Shabbos, and he didn't cook for me, and I killed him. So Tosfos is asking here, why did the other Yisrael let himself be killed when he said, cook for me on Shabbos, or I'll kill you? It's Shar Mitzvahs. You have a shush to. It's Shar Mitzvahs, so you're supposed to stay alive. So Tosfos could have answered Lashitasam, he was a Machmir. You have a shush in Moshe Nafshim. Listen to what Tosfos answers. Shema lo haya baki bahalacha. The guy did wrong. The min hadin lo haya lo limsor atmo. He should not have given up his life. He should have cooked the food on Shabbos. The mokum hanos atm shal goy. In the case of hanos atm shal goy, the goy wanted the Jew to cook for him on Shabbos for hanos atmo. So you see, for hanos atmo, you do not have reshus to be moser nafsho. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the many gedolei achronim say shitas Tosfos. However, later Achronim, or Gadol, in Simin Aleph, and Rav Avadya, they point out, there's a number of Tosfosim that sound like Bein Hanas Atmo, Bein Lahavir Aldas, you have Rishus Ti Moser Nafsha. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch says, in the case of Hanas Atmo, you can't give your life up, you have to cook for the Goy. Other Achronim say, there's a number of Tosfosim that seem to say that even in the case of Hanas Atmo, when the Goy says, cook this for me, you have a chance to give your life up. And they quote from our Tosfos in Psachim. Why did Nebuchadnezzar ask him to bow down for, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he made this statue l'kvod Atmo? That's Hanas Atmo. And what did Hanas and Meshav Azariah do? Gave up their lives. You see, even by Hanas Atmo, you're Rishus in Moshe Nafsho. You look at the Gemara side, he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, in the same breath, he bevorns that you have to know what he means. That's what should come out. One more example of this is in Nun Zainu Beis and Gittin. The case was...
Who is the one who said that the Lamad Kodesh Mayim? Where do we hear that that's what Nebuchadnezzar's intention was?
So, granted, that's Rabbeinu David and the Ran, but in Tosfos himself, does he say the Indian of... Does Rabbeinu Tam himself use the Lashon? The Kod Atmo, she also the Kod Atmo.
Right,
so... Hanas Atmo!
Is Vukaskas, the Shemite?
No, the question was, how do you know it's not Lahavir Aldas? I'm saying, it's the Kod Atmo. Alkoponim. Tosfos and Gittin, Menzayin Ubeiz. The Gemara talks about how the 400 kids jumped overboard when the Goyim wanted to do whatever it was to them. So, Tosfos asked Akasha, why did they kill themselves? You should let yourself be killed. Tosfos gives two terutz. His second terutz is that the goyim were going to be ma'ana them. It's going to ma'ana them.
Yeah.
Obvious question is, these kids would be karka olam. They're not doing any ma'isa. Okay? So there's no avera involved. So why did they let themselves be killed?
Reason.
Correct.
That's
more like first Teretz of Tosfos that says the Yisurim are great, so you're allowed to let yourself be killed before the Yisurim. The second Teretz is not working with that. I think that's still Karka Olam. Probably it's not looking. I don't know. So coming out from Tosfos, the Tosfos is saying, even though it's Karka Olam, they were allowed to kill themselves. Number one, Tosfos l'shitasam, that when there's no gimel chamurus, you still have a shus to be moser nafshon. Another Tosfos. Number two, there's no avera here of the karka olam. There's, you asked before, what's the getter of nismai kvod shamayim? This is a great getter. There's a maisa. There's an avla being done. There's a avera being done. But these people are not doing an avera. Apa pichen, they were moser nafshon. Another example, maybe you could say, if you want to keep the chain going, you could say they learned out from Mordechai, learned out from Chayim Shazari, learned out from the Sfardim. So, it's a case, so the together is, It's okay, it needs to define the exact getter of Kvod Shamayim. The examples we have are bowing down to a statue, bowing down to a person, Ones being the karka, being karka olam Ones, those are the examples that we have. And lechora, that's the Kal v'chomer from Tzfardeya. That would be the chiddush that would come out from that. This is the only real hezra we had that we understand what the exact Kal v'chomer was. The other mahalchim, we need to understand bidyuk what they learned out from the Tzfardeya. So after this is Shandra Ben Tam. Okay.